Thank you for listening to Grace for Eternity Church podcast, where we believe heal the home, heal the world.
Hey, I want to take a moment and just talk about 2 Corinthians 3:7. 2 Corinthians 3:7, the Apostle Paul's writing, and he says, "Now if the ministry of death, carved in letters on stone, came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze at Moses' face because of its glory, which was being brought to an end." The Apostle Paul is saying that the Ten Commandments are the ministry of death. This is very controversial for some because some Christians believe that we have the Ten Commandments written on our new heart. And I just want to look at some scripture and begin to unfold what the Lord showed me and what I've discovered as I've discovered grace. And scripture interprets scripture. Paul told Timothy, rightly divide the word, and we're going to divide not for division's sake, but we're going to divide for covenant's sake. There is a difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. And so let's just go right in. So we're talking today about the word of God and how it acts like a mirror. Okay. So one of the things we say is accountability is something we choose. It's not something that's forced upon us. And so for me as a shepherd, I'm going to hold the word of God to the sheep so that they can see the word as a mirror unto Jesus. So what that means is that when you gave your old life to Jesus, he gave you a new life and he gave you a new reflection. Let me say that again. The word is the mirror, right? That's from James 1:23. And we're to look and open the scripture and see Jesus within us. So it should encourage you to see the word. It should let you know that you have a new spiritual heart. And on that heart is written the love of Jesus. It's not the law of Moses. It's not the Ten Commandments. And that actually hurts some people's hearts because they're so walking not by the Spirit, but by the flesh. The Spirit walks by faith in the Son of God who loves us. Walking by the flesh points back to what we've done and how we can walk this thing out. So let me give you an example. Romans 6:14 says, "For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace." Now, the Apostle Paul's writing to the Jewish people in Rome, and they were under law. And for those that are unbelievers, the law is great. It's perfect. It's showing them that they need a savior. In other words, it's a reflection and a mirror of their sin. The law has no power to clean what's on your face. The law has no power to clean someone up. So when they get into the word and they look at it without being believer, without being saved, and they look at the word, it's going to convict them of sin. In fact, John 16 says the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin. Now, it doesn't say sin, which is not believing in Jesus. So the Holy Spirit's taking them a direction. He's not just telling them you're a sinner. He's telling them you need a savior. And so that's where the next step were in John 16 says convicting of righteousness. So the Holy Spirit's role in the believer's life is to remind them of the reflection of Jesus. So we're going to open the word, we're going to see his righteousness, and that's who we truly are. Isn't that good news? That's who you are. Okay, so let's look at Romans 3:19. Romans 3:19 says that now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. So not just the Jewish people who were under the law, or unbelievers in the world, because it says the entire world may be held accountable to what? To the law. They were under the law. So you before you accepted Christ, are under the law. But what happens when you got saved? What happens is you were crucified with Christ and you were buried with Christ Jesus. And so that law was buried with him, and you're raised with Christ Jesus, and now you're raised up. And why do we know that? Because verse 21 says, "But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Christ Jesus for all who believe." That's you. You're a believer. But what if believers hold up the wrong mirror of law instead of the mirror of Jesus? So what happens when we're pointing back to the law? Because we think, man, the Ten Commandments are really written on our heart. The Ten Commandments is, you know, we need to make sure and really uphold the law, because we were taught that the law is good and perfect, and that's true. But there's no power in that to show that to other believers. So what's even better, it's a better covenant, is the covenant of the new covenant, which is Jesus Christ. And he fulfilled the law. So what happens? Someone holds up the law and shows it to a believer. Well, Galatians 3:10 says this, "For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse. Cursed be everyone who does not abide by all the things written in the book of the law and do them." There's 613 laws. And so, man, that's pretty powerful, that if you're trying to be justified or trying to use this law as a mirror to clean someone else up or clean yourself up, wow. You know, the Apostle Paul is telling the Galatians that they're under a curse. Now, Jesus redeemed us from the curse, but why go back to the law? Once you've been saved from that curse, why would you even think that God put that law back in your heart? Why would you think that God would put the Ten Commandments in your heart, where the Apostle Paul said the law is not of faith? In verse 12, he says, "The law is not of faith, rather the one who does them shall live by them." So if the law is not of faith, and if some Christians are believing that the Ten Commandments are written in their heart, then what they're saying is faith is not in their heart, because God put it there. Because the Apostle Paul said the law is not of faith. So we have to be careful to, when people hear this, they're thinking, well, Brandon, you're just against living a righteous life. I'm not against living a righteous life. I'm all for living a righteous life. They accused the Apostle Paul of preaching too much grace. He was beaten for it. And the people who beat him were really valuing law. He was fighting against people and opposing the law. But he was not only opposing it by his words. I mean, his body was whipped 39 times. He was stoned. People under the law hated the Apostle Paul because he was preaching Jesus and nothing else. Jesus and faith in him alone. And it's actually irritating to the flesh. When people preach grace, it irritates their flesh. Those who are born of the Spirit, their spirit man begins to understand that that's the truth. And I think sometimes, too, people are saying, well, you know, you got to be careful, because then there's sin in the house. You allow sin to be in the church. You allow sin to be amongst believers. And the truth is that every person who's looking at Jesus as their reflection has then the power to remove that sin. What I mean by that is, Paul said the power of sin is the law. Well, what's the answer to that? Because I see a lot of people who are in addictions to pornography, who are addictions to eating, who are addictions to alcohol, who are addictions to pride. I see a lot of Christians who are struggling in those areas. And the Apostle Paul is giving them, not just saying, hey, this is the power, which is the power of sin is the law. He's not just giving them the problem. Gives them the answer. That which you began by the Spirit, continue. So you began by faith. You put your faith in Christ Jesus. And you're not going to stay the same. As long as you're looking at Jesus, you're going to walk by faith in him. So what happens if someone is living a lifestyle of sin? Because we see it often in the church. We see it often in people's lives that are Christians. And one of the things that we can do is point them to the law, or we can point them to Jesus. And there's a huge difference. One says you have to clean yourself up. One removes them from other believers. One removes the person from intimacy with other Christians. And then the other one, the Apostle Paul says, gently raise them up, right? And I will say this too. The Apostle Paul dealt with some sexual immorality in the church Corinth. And he asked them this question. Do you not know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? So he's asking about their identity. He's asking about the reflection that's in the mirror. Do you not see this, that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? Well, who's the temple of the Holy Ghost as well? That's Jesus. So you and I are one with him. When we accepted Christ, it worked the first time.
Thank you for listening to Grace for Eternity Church podcast, where we believe heal the home, heal the world.